Books on Tape presents Op Center 6, State of Siege, created by Tom Clancy and Steve Pichenik, written by Jeff Roven, read by Michael Kramer. United Nations. The Security Council put the final touches yesterday on a written demand that Iraq cooperate with international arms inspectors, but threatens no force if Baghdad fails to comply. Associated Press, November 5, 1998. Prologue. Kampong Tham, Cambodia, 1993. She died while he held her under a brilliant dawn. Her eyelids closed softly. A faint breath rose from her delicate throat, and then she was gone. Hungsari looked down at the pale face of the young woman. He looked at the grass and dirt in her wet hair and the cuts in her forehead and across her nose. He felt revulsion when he saw the red lipstick on her mouth, the rouge that had smeared across her cheek, and the charcoal-gray mascara that had run from her eyes to her ears. This wasn't how it was supposed to be. Not even here, in a land where the concept of innocence was as foreign as the dream of peace. Pumsari should not have died so young, and she should not have died like this. No one should die like this, lying in a windy rice field, the cool water muddy red with their blood. But at least Pum had died knowing who it was that held her in his arms. At least she didn't die as she'd probably lived most of her life, alone and uncherished. And though the search that Hung had never quite abandoned was over, he knew that another was about to begin. Hung's knees were raised, and his sister's head was in his lap. He lightly touched the cold tip of her nose, the fine line of her jaw, her round mouth. A mouth that always used to smile, regardless of what she was doing. The girl felt so small and fragile.